This weekend, the IU Ballet Theater presents The Nutcracker, conducted by guest Richard Burness, with design by Robert O'Hearn and C. David Higgins. It's a production complete with the familiar music of Tchaikovsky and attention to the traditional story, but with some new approaches to the characters and their choreography by our guest, the chair of the ballet department at the Jacobs School of Music, Michael Vernon. Michael, thanks very much for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
As always with The Nutcracker, it's something old, something new, but this year a number of new approaches to some of the characters and to some of the way they dance.
Yes, well, I think the major change from the past is that Clara will be danced by an 11-year-old from our pre-college program. We have two girls sharing the role, and each one will perform on two separate performances.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be one of the changes. Does this involve changes in what she dances?
Well, I think what it really involves is a change in the concept of the production as a whole, because I've reverted sort of to the original story where The Nutcracker is actually a journey in Clara's mind from her being at her family's party in the first scene and then going on through the magic of Drosselmeyer, her uncle, to meeting the Sugar Plum Fairy, who sort of is the princess or the princess ruler of the land of the sweets. And, you know, it's a fantasy, but at the same time there's a truth there, because actually Clara sees the sugar plum as herself when she matures. It's like her ideal of a woman at that age.
So this suggests really a very intimate relationship. I mean, seeing this person as sort of the person you want to become.
Yes, and in fact, I mean, contrary to many productions, like the beginning of Act Two is basically the sugar plum meeting Clara and actually dancing her famous sugar plum variation for the young girl.
We're talking with Michael Vernon. He's the artistic director of IU Ballet Theatre. You've talked a little bit about a change in Clara and her relationship with the Sugar Plum Fairy, the dance there. What about some of the other characters? Will we see some things that are a little different this year?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that we see different things in different productions choreographed by different choreographers, because choreography is very personal. And basically, it's the interpretation of this wonderful Tchaikovsky music. So it's, in a way, my personal interpretation of the various dances in Act Two and also of the magical music and transformations in the first act. So it's how I perceive them, how the music speaks to me. Sort of, you know, choreographers, as we say, decode the music differently and very personally. And so this is just my personal version.
Are there particular characters that we'll see the Michael Vernon stamp writ large on?
Well, you know, I've really enjoyed working with the dancers for the last year and a half since I've been at IU and the Jacobs School of Music. What I'm pleased about is that it's possible to notice a discernible style in the dancers. I'm really pleased with that, because there's a cohesiveness about the production that I particularly am fond of.
There will be an evolving IU ballet style?
Well, I hope so, yes, you know, which is what my philosophy has always been, ever since I first talked to you, George, here in this studio, which is really based on the traditions of classical ballet, yet with an eye to the future, so that it's not just like museum-type dancing, but it's dancing that lives in the moment.
We've been talking with Michael Vernon, the chair of the ballet department and the choreographer for The Nutcracker. The IU Ballet Theatre presents the traditional holiday favorite with performances in the Musical Arts Center Friday at 8, Saturday at 3 and 8, and Sunday at 8. Friday and Saturday evening, you can come early for a pre-show To the Point talk on the mezzanine. And Saturday, there's a special holiday tea in the lobby with guests from the cast from 12:30 to 1:45. I'm George Walker.